with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. So I want you to keep in the back of your mind, if I were to say to you here this morning that you are all saints. Now normally, if we were in normal times, we weren't in the middle of the pandemic, the church here this morning would be pretty full. And so I would begin by saying to everybody, do you believe that you are saints? And nobody would probably believe that, because most of us, we don't actually believe that. So I'm going to try in the next couple of moments of our few minutes to convince you that you are saints. First of all, I want to go back and tell you a bit how this feast day began, when we celebrate the Feast of All Saints and the Feast of All Souls. On the next day, the two of them, one on the 1st and the other on the 2nd of November. And it has its roots, strange to say, way, way back in a Celtic tradition, going way back to, it's an Irish tradition, and then it spread to Wales and England and eventually into Europe, Spain and so on. That's why Spanish and people who speak Spanish have a great, is a big celebration, the Day of the Dead, Dia de Muertos. And in the Celtic tradition, way long before Christ came, there was a belief that the 1st of November and the 2nd of November were the two days when the two worlds, this world and the next world, came together, which was very interesting. And they spread this tradition. And then the church later on came and took over that pagan tradition and Christianized it. And so these are two very important days today, when we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, and tomorrow when we celebrate the Feast of Holy Souls. So to going back to when I said to you, do you believe that you are saints? I said that to the people this morning who came to the outdoor mass at 8 a.m. and I said, put up your hands, those of you here, those of you here who believe that you are saints, I put up my own hand, and I was the only one with a hand up. Nobody else would accept that they were a saint. So I explained, where does the word saint come from? And it comes from Spanish word sonos, or the Latin word sanare, and it means to be healed, to be healed. Now let's develop that a tiny bit further. Saints, a person needing to be healed. You might say, healed from what? Well, I think our major sins are not just, I don't know where we got this idea that the only major sin is sexual. It's not. Our major sins, to be healed from anger, bitterness, and all we really need today to be healed from that. To be healed from carrying lack of forgiveness in our heart, for carrying hatred in our heart, carrying jealousy, all those things that divide us. And that's where we get the word devil from. He is diabolos, meaning to divide or keep apart. And these are the things that keep us apart and stop us from loving one another. So you can see where now, if I say to you, hands up, those who, if you were here, those who are in need of healing, well, I'd have my hand up, and I'm sure you would too, because we're all in need of continual healing. Now, Jesus never said, nor gladly has the church ever said, that we need to be perfect, because that's impossible for any human being. But we do need to recognize our sins, our faults, our weaknesses, and our failings, and to be healed. So we are now in the process of being healed. And that's why St. Paul, in his writings to the Philippians and to the various other places that he visited, he often referred to them as the saints of Philippi, or the saints in various other places. The people at that time in the early church were called the saints. The people who followed Christ were people who were prepared to admit their faults and to realize that they were in need of healing. And that is why in the Gospels, Jesus spent so much time and energy in healing people. Did you ever notice when somebody came who was paralyzed or deaf or dumb or whatever they were suffering from, he always first, what did he do? Forgive them their faults, their sins. And that was what brought about the healing. So I certainly am in the process of being healed, and that here and now. It doesn't happen when afterwards. The other interesting thing is that we come to church and we pray and we say things, and most times we don't realize what we are saying or what we are praying. So, for example, in the Apostles' Creed, when we pray, I believe in the communion of saints. Have you ever stopped and wonder, what does that mean? What does that mean? I believe in the communion of saints. Well, that's where we go back to the original meaning of All Saints' Day and Holy Souls' Day, that there is a direct connection between us and those who have gone on to the next world. And we're all in this, to use a very topical phrase nowadays, we're all in this together. You see, nobody, and this again was very much a practice in the past, nobody, no one can get to heaven, meaning be saved, on their own. You cannot do that. We all need other people. So when we pray for the communion, in the communion of saints, I've got to, for example, pause, and how does that apply to me? So I'm standing on the shoulders of people who have gone before me. My grandparents, my parents, my great-grandparents, the people who influenced my life. And I'm very fortunate in the sense that I can trace how I became a priest and my vocation right back almost to the day and the time I got that, or I felt I had that calling, be better way of putting it. And it was very much the influence of one person in my family more than anyone else. That man, by his example and how he lived. And I think it's true to say that each one of you this morning who are watching this Mass, taking part in this Mass, if you were to say to yourself, how did I come to be doing this? And again, it would be because of many, many people in your life that you are doing this morning, that the fact that you happen to be born into a Catholic family, the fact that you weren't born into a Catholic family, but somewhere along the line you met somebody who influenced you, or you watched people who were Catholic, and that led you to where you are now. So we all, whether we like it or not, we influence one another. So in other words, we're all in this together. And isn't it interesting, too, when you listen to the first reading, the reading from the book of Revelation, that the number 144,000, why is that number mentioned? Because that is a symbolic number that includes everyone. And we're told races from the whole world, everybody is included in this. Not necessarily just us who have the gift of faith. Some of us still think we are special. We're all loved by God. And that's why we've got to see other people. They are all made in the image of God, and that gives us great respect for one another. And that's what the communion of saints, and that's the feast day we celebrate to today. And so, when I say we're in the process of being healed, again, you see how we misinterpret and we misuse words. So if I said to you, would you regard yourself as a holy person? You'd probably say, me? No, I'm not holy. Well, again, going back to the word saint and the element of healing, if I said to you, would you want to be a wholesome person? You said, oh yes, I'd like to be regarded as a wholesome person. See how we can misinterpret words rather than saying, I'd like to be holy. Well, it's better to be a wholesome. That includes everything. And that's what we are at the moment. We are wholesome people, saints, becoming more
wholesome.